As more states mandate masks, President Trump puts one on. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. During a visit to Walter Reed Medical Center yesterday, President Trump wore a mask while cameras were rolling.
I think it's a great thing to wear a mask. I've never been against masks, but I do believe they have a time and a place.
Some two dozen states now require masks in public. Louisiana's mandate for anyone 8 and older takes effect tomorrow.
Health experts are saying that carrying around face masks are going to be something similar to carrying around your phone, because it's something we're just going to have to get used to. And we've seen how divisive the rules around them can be. But there are signs of a possible changing culture now with bipartisan pushes to wear face masks.
Fox's Alicia Acuna. Two more law enforcement officers have been killed in the line of duty, bringing the total to 29 this year. The police chief in McAllen, Texas, Victor Rodriguez, says his officers were ambushed while responding to a domestic disturbance yesterday.
Our officers did not draw the weapons, did not fire, never stood a chance.
The suspect, who was known to law enforcement, then turned the weapon on himself.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeting, quote, "Two of our finest were killed in the line of duty while working to protect residents in their community. I've spoken with McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez and offered the full support of the state of Texas."
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. After reportedly refusing to serve police officers, several fast food workers in Alabama have either been fired or suspended. Officers in the city of Daphne say employees at a Five Guys turned their backs when the officers walked into the restaurant last week. Fox 10 is reporting.
Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling Weather with Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray.
Clear skies with us overnight tonight. No weather concerns at all. 71 will do it for the low. On Monday, partly sunny. It's hot. It's humid. There will be a couple of spot thunderstorms around, mainly afternoon variety. 92 for the high. Monday night, partly cloudy and humid, 75. Tuesday, do it again, 92 degrees. This is 97.1 FM Talk. Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray.
The following is a paid program.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, giving you guys truth about health and healing on the airwaves. You guys, we've been on the radio now for 9 years. I've been in practice for 11 years, and we're here local to serve you and to serve our community. Why do I have a radio show? Why I've been on the air for so long? Because my mission is to transform healthcare. And what I've realized quite quickly, actually, is that it's not going to come from the top down. It's not going to come from the government. It's not going to come from Medicare. It's not going to come from Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's not going to come from your pharmacist or your medical doctor. It's going to come from us as a culture, transforming how we view and manage our health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease, so that we can avoid and prevent the need for unnecessary surgeries and injections and medications. But really, at the end of the day, why do I want you and your family to be healthy and well? It's because you were created to be healthy and well. Your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, in that your body's designed to heal, desires to heal. And many times in our culture, that we're getting a different message. We're getting a message of hopelessness. We're getting a message of it's your age is why you feel bad and you're sick. Maybe it runs in your family. Hey, you're 50, so now it's normal to get on this medication. Those are all lies, by the way. So what we have to do is we got to be counterculture. We got to recognize that our body was designed to heal. It desires to heal, and that we do have a part to play in our health outcomes. That it's not solely based off of your age. It's not solely based off of your genetics, but actually your health outcomes and your current state of health is on you and your responsibility, unfortunately, right? Some people are like, well, that's good because now I know I can change my health. But some people are like, I don't really like to take responsibility. Some people kind of squirm in their seat when I say take responsibility, right? And so I look at it as a good thing, though, because at the end of the day, I never want my health to be in anybody else's hands but my own, right? I want to be able to change how I view and manage my health, what I do with my body day in, day out. The next steps in my levels of health, I want to take it to the next level, because at the end of the day, that there's no gray area when it comes to our health. We're either moving in the right direction or we're moving in the wrong direction. That's not just with health, it's with anything, right? With finances, with relationships. We're either moving in the right direction with the things that we do or don't do to our body, or we're moving in the wrong direction. There's no gray area. And so some people are like, well, you're so extreme. You're so black and white. It's so, you're looking for perfection. And actually, we don't look for perfection in our clinic. I'm not a perfectionist at all, but I'm progressive in nature, meaning that, listen, you know what? I want to take my health to the next level. I want to improve my health so that I can be there for my great-great-grandkids. See, I want to be able to travel with my great-grandkids. I want to be able to run on the beach with my great-grandkids. I want my kids and my grandkids and my great-grandkids to say, listen, look at grandpa, look at great-grandpa, look at him on the beach running at 105 years old, right? Or look at him healthy at 90 years old on no medications, right? Or even at 80, look at him at 80, no hip issues, no shoulder problems, no medications. He is the picture of health for our family. Listen, I want you guys, I want the people listening to this show, I want my staff, I want my patients, and I want their families to all be healthy and well. But selfishly, I want to be focused on my health so that I can impact not just the culture and the community and more patients. See, we see thousands of patients in our clinic, but actually, I want to influence the future generations in my family. That's what's special about that. And so as you're listening to this show and you're like, man, why is he yelling at me? Listen, guys, the reason that I get so loud and passionate, I call it compassionate, a mixture between passion and pissed off a little bit, is because our culture is just missing the mark significantly. And it's not your doctor that's missing the mark. It's the culture. And our culture said, listen, we want to feel good. We want to look good. We don't want to work for it. And when I do feel bad, I'm just going to medicate for it. Because you know why? My insurance covers it, and it's just the easiest thing to do. Stop lying to yourself. It's time to transition. It's trying to change. It's trying to literally transform your health by changing your mindset. So we had to be counterculture. So if you're listening to the show right now, and you're like, man, he's passionate. I'm passionate because I see people come to my clinic every single day saying that they wish they would have came in when? Years ago. Or the worst is, why didn't anybody tell me about your clinic? Why didn't nobody tell me this? Right? Or I've been listening to the radio show for years, and why did I wait so long to call in? Because I'm here to tell you that we are here. We're local. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight, right next to Steinmart and Club Fitness. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. healthfromwithinstl.com. And I wanted to give you guys access to our most recent recorded online workshop. So ever since the COVID crap has come out and all the chaos and all the silliness is going on right out there right now, we've really gone to more online workshops. And so what that's done is it's allowed us to reach more people. Thousands of more people getting our online workshops, and really some of these videos just going viral. And so the video that I want to send you guys is we just did this yesterday, our online workshop, and it's called our Max Keto Workshop. Now, whether you've heard of the keto diet or ketogenesis or not, or ketoacidosis, no matter what you've heard, what you haven't heard, this workshop, I did this because I know there's a lot of myths out there. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of fallacies that are going on with the keto diet. And so I want to make sure that if you do want to utilize the keto diet program, if you want to call it that, there's good ways to do it. There's bad ways to do it. Should you be doing it? How to do it if you're on a plant-based diet? You know, so this workshop is awesome. And I want to get this online workshop into your hands. And so the best and most effective way to do this is by simply picking up your phone and texting in your email address. Now, when you text in your email address, I will let my team know, and they'll send out the video to you right into your inbox so you can watch it at your disposal, and it's incredible. So I want to make sure you guys get this. And so the number to text in with your email address for the keto workshop is 314-323-7214. Now, there's absolutely no cost to this, so this is complimentary. And why do I do it complimentary? Because a lot of people out there are charging for this stuff. Is because I feel like there's two reasons why people don't get healthy. One is because of money, and two is because of time. So if I can give you information of the research that I've read and learned over the last, specifically in keto diet, for the last 4 years, if I can give that to you in a 45 to 60 minute workshop to save your life and to change how you're eating and to change your mindset, I'm not going to charge you for that, right? So I'm going to email that to you complimentary. So the best way to get this, once again, is by simply texting in your email address. The number to text in right now is 314 323 7214. It's 314-323-7214. Now, I know there's a lot of people that listen to this show week in, week out. You know I'm a chiropractor. For those of you that do not know I'm a chiropractor because chiropractic changed my life. And it continues to change the lives of the people that I love and care about most. My family, right? My kids, my patients, my team, their families, right? And so if you've never been to a chiropractor, you've never had your spine checked with an x-ray, you just need to do it. I mean, it's absolutely vital for your health. It's not just a luxury. It's absolutely vital for your health. It's not just for your neck pain or your back pain. It's for the healing potential to be released in your body. Why? Because the brain controls every single thing that your body does. And your brain has to send signals down your spinal cord, which is within your spine, across the nerve roots, which come out of your spine, and they branch off and go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So right now, for you to process what I'm saying, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, for your insulin to be produced when it's supposed to be produced, for anti-inflammatories to be produced in your body naturally, your brain controls it all. And it has to send signals down the spinal cord and across the nerve roots, and it has to get to your body at 100%. There's one thing that protects the spinal cord and nervous system, and that is your spine. Now, your spine has to be in proper position in order for the signals from the brain to get to the body at 100%. So from the back, our spine must be straight up and down. Our hips must be even. Our shoulders must be even. And if you don't have even shoulders, even hips, that is a warning sign that there's damage in your spine. You could have a scoliosis. And if the scoliosis is a curvature of the spine where it should be straight, and that puts pressure on the nervous system, blocking the signals getting from the brain to the body at 100%. Therefore, your body cannot heal and function as efficiently and effectively as it should. From the side, you must have 345 degree curves from the side. You need to have a curvature in the lower back, mid back, and neck. If you've lost these curves over time, that puts damaging pressure on the disc spaces, the joints, and most importantly, the nerves. When there's damage on the nerves, disc spaces, and joints, there's no way the body can heal and function 100%. Therefore, over time, it will create symptoms, sickness, and disease. So what do I do as a chiropractor? We detect damage in the spine and we correct the damage in the spine. So if you've lost the curves in your spine, our main goal, let's get the curves back in your spine. Why? So the body can do what it's supposed to do, which is heal and function at 100%. If you have a scoliosis or if you have one hip higher than the other or one shoulder higher than the other, our main goal is to balance out your hips and your shoulders and take pressure off the nervous system by straightening out your spine from the back, allowing your body to heal and function at what? 100%. Why? Because that gives your body the best chance to function and heal. And that gives you the best chance to actually get to the root cause of your problem. See, we don't want to offer Band-Aid care. We want to fix the problems. And one of those people that came into our clinic who didn't really know what chiropractic was, her name is Sue. Sue was listening to the show for years. And Sue calls into the show and she goes, "Dr. Nick, I've been listening to your show for years and my husband's forcing me to call." I go, "Well, tell me what's going on." She goes, "Well, I've been having hip pain for years. I've been to the orthopedic surgeon. They just tried to do injections into my hip joints and nothing seems to be working, but it's so bad that I can't stand. I can't walk like I should. And really, I'm not living the life like I should." She also said, "I have horrible digestive issues. I'm constipated and bloated all the time." And so I go, "Sue, let's look at your spine." So we did a full exam of her spine. Did posture, range of motion, and a full set of x-rays, and we saw that she had one hip higher than the other by 3 inches. She had a scoliosis in her spine that no one ever told her about, and there's no way that her body was healing and functioning 100%. We know this was going this way for years because the disc spaces were degenerated. When she looked at her x-rays, she literally started crying. She goes, "No one's ever gave me an answer. I finally have an answer that if I get my hips even and I straighten out my spine, I get pressure off the disc spaces, will my hip pain go away?" And I said, "If we get pressure off the nervous system, the body's going to heal. Therefore, over time, the hip pain will go away." I also said that if there's damage in the nervous system that goes to the lower colon, which is the lower back, affects that directly, then your digestive system is going to change as well. So guess what happened? Sue started getting care in our clinic, and within 2 months, her gut issues completely went away, issues that she'd had for years, and her hip pain went away, 100% gone within 2 months. You know what? Sue's gut issues were gone, her hip pain was gone, and guess what? She was a happy person. Why? Because she came into the office to see if we can help her through the power of chiropractic care. Now her body is healing. And so I wonder how many people listening to this show week in, week out say, "I wonder if you can help me or my spouse." So we are located in Rock Hill, Missouri at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. We're here, we're local. In order to set up a new patient appointment, normally it's $150 if you were to walk into off the streets to our office. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. You literally save $90. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call now, though. When you pick up the phone and call now, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and I'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Get a bird's eye view of your commute. Dependable traffic with Sue Thomas in the morning and afternoon. Driven by Ambassador Floor Company with 100% employee installation. Experience more with Ambassador Floor.
Honey, it's time to leave for the game. Are you still in the basement? We're going to be late.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm trying to clean up the water from last night's rain. These cracks in the basement walls aren't getting any better.
I told you to call Midwest Basement Tech. They fixed our neighbor's basement, and it's been dry ever since. And Midwest Basement Tech even guarantees it.
Don't miss another second of your favorite game because of basement or crawl space problems. Call Midwest Basement Tech at 1-800-848-9805 or visit us on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com for money-saving coupons. You don't have to live with leaks, cracks, and mold in your basement. We work year-round, and our estimates are free. Does your home's foundation have bowed or cracked walls? This could be a sign of foundation failure. Call now for a free expert analysis of your home's foundation problems. Serving both sides of the river, call us at 800-848-9805 for your local service tech or on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com.
More than ever, this is where St. Louis is coming to talk. Computer, smart speaker, radio, phone. People are gathering here. Thanks for listening and staying connected. 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm your host, and I'm also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing on the airwaves. Man, today's been an incredible show. We have people calling in left and right, which is awesome. You know what that tells me, and I know this has been going on now for the last five, seven years, is that people want to be healthy. They want to be whole. They don't want to rely on medications and surgery. And I believe there's a movement occurring right now in our culture where people are recognizing and realizing that, you know, the sick care system that we have, the crisis care model that we have, is exactly that. It's for sickness and crisis care. But we can't go to a place of sickness to try to gain health. It's just not going to ever work for us. And so I want us to start to change our mindset when it comes to the medical system, that there's a place for it. Don't get me wrong. There's an absolute place for it. But it's to save your life, and it's for crisis care. If you actually want true healing and to be renewed, restored, repaired, to be made whole, to understand that your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, that you were designed to heal, you desire to heal, your body desires to heal. Scientifically, your body is literally being renewed and repaired and restored every single day, every single millisecond. And so what's insane is that there's a symphony of cellular reactions right now happening in your body to benefit you. Regardless of how you may feel, your body wants to work for you, never against you. And so last segment, we talked about how there was a patient, her name was Sue, who suffered with gut issues and hip pain and just thought that it was her age and thought that she just had to live with injections and potentially have to get surgery. She tried all these diets. She tried to get the bloating down and constipation started, wanted to go get that to go away. And she just came into the clinic. We found that there was damage in her spine that no one had ever told her about. And she actually never knew that chiropractic was so vital for her health. Guys, I am a chiropractor. Why? Because I understand the most amazing healing potential resides within your central nervous system, your brain, your spinal cord, and your nerves. See, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all. We would all agree with that. And our spine protects our spinal cord or nervous system. If we have a damaged spine, there's no way our body can function. It's a fact. So if our spine is healthy, though, our body has the best opportunity to function and heal 100%. So why would we not look at the spine sooner and take care of it now and for the rest of our lives? Because we think it's all based off of pain. Guys, we can only feel 10% of our body any given time. This is why if you talk to oncologists, cardiologists, endocrinologists, you name it, ologists, right? they say that you can actually feel fine but have disease in the body. That's why there's things like preventative medical testing. Well, preventative medical testing is really early detection testing, right? So if you go in and they find out that you have cancer, stage one, stage two, stage three, whatever it is, cancer, you have it already, right? You already have the cancer. And it's probably taken anywhere from 5, 7, 8, 15 years to develop in the body. And so that's called early detection testing, not preventative medical testing, right? And so we got to recognize that the best doctors in the world said that you can feel fine but have disease in the body. Also, doctors will say that you can actually look fine and have disease in the body, but we still base our health off of simply how we look and how we feel. And we want to start to change your mindset. Why? Because my mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. You guys, if we do that, we can live to our God-given potential. I want to see everybody live to their God-given potential. I do not want to see sickness, suffering, chronic illness, and any diagnosis hold you back from living the life that you've been designed to live. That's my hope. That's my wish for you. Whether it's headaches, whether it's with gut issues, whether it's with sciatica, autoimmune disease, right? Obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, you name it. Whatever diagnosis or symptom you have, that's holding you back from living a life that you've been designed to live. So let's start to change our mindset and say, listen, there's really no gray area when it comes to health. No matter what we do day in, day out, is either going to push us in the right direction or the wrong direction. That doesn't mean I want perfection. I know that's not realistic. But we want to move, we want to push the needle, move the ball in the right direction. So every little thing we do, we want to move in the right direction. But if we fall off, that's okay. Just jump right back on and move more, make more decisions in the right direction, right? If 80 to 90% of our decisions are pushing our health in the right direction, we only have to deal with about 10 to 20% of our poor decisions. And that's pretty good. I mean, I think that's pretty awesome, actually, right? And so, like, when we see people come to our clinic, get amazing results, we know because they have to put the work in. They got to listen to their body. And, you know, what we do in our clinic is not only corrective chiropractic care, but we want to offer lifestyle change, lifestyle mindset change, lifestyle management, right? And so one of those things we talk about is nutrition. You know, and so what we've done recently is we've gone to more online workshops with all the crazy stuff going to the culture. And just recently we made our keto workshop online, which is awesome. And so whether you like keto, whether you don't even know what keto diet is, whether you don't know what ketogenesis is, ketoacidosis, you don't know what any of that stuff means, if it's good for you, if it's bad for you, listen, we're going to go over all the myths and the truths behind the keto diet. And we've actually recorded this workshop. And so if you want this workshop, all you got to do, it's absolutely complimentary. We're not charging people for this. We could, but we're not going to. Why? Because it's information that I've learned for my personal self, for my personal life, and I'm just going to pass it on to you. Why? Because you deserve to know. You deserve to know. And so this is an online keto workshop, absolutely complimentary. All you got to do to get this is send in your email address, right? When you text in your email address, I will email you, my team will email you the keto workshop online, and you can access it whenever you'd like. So the number to text in right now to get that keto workshop is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Send in your email, and I will make sure our team sends you the online workshop. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about this segment is recognizing when it comes to our mindset, how to protect our mindset during these times. And I think the reality is this, no matter whether you're all in on the COVID and you haven't seen anybody in your life in months, and you wear a mask when you go cycling or when you go for a run, or you wear gloves, or you wear, you know, hazmat suit, no matter where you are, if you're in that camp, or maybe you're in the camp of the other side where you're just like, I don't wear a mask. I think this is crazy. I can't believe this. We're going to have to be exposed to the virus anyway. Or maybe you're somewhere in between where you say, you know, I'm worried about people getting it. I'm worried about passing it, which now research has shown that asymptomatic people actually spread it less than they ever thought, which is interesting. Maybe you're in the middle, though. You don't really know what to believe. It's kind of confusing. It's just uncertain. And I will tell you this, no matter what camp you're in, I'm sensitive to any of the camps that you're in, believe it or not, right? You guys probably know where I stand. But my thing is I started to think about this. This phrase came to my mind as I was preparing for the radio show today, is this you know, through my eyes, I see blank, right? Through my eyes. And so I instead of through my eyes, I wanted to change it and say through their eyes, or through that, through his eyes, through her eyes. Because at the end of the day, I think one of the biggest problems that I've seen with this virus is how the media, and I would say some leadership, has made this very divisive. It's very, very, there's definite division. There's judgment occurring, which is absolutely absurd. I mean, just last week when they when they announced the mandatory mask, the masks is when asked how are you going to govern this, or how are you going to actually police this, they said. And whoever was speaking said, well, I expect we'll police each other. And that was a concern that came up to me. Whether you like that or not, I don't really care. Think about this, though. We're going to police each other. So that means we're going to judge each other. We're going to make maybe potentially mean comments or mean looks at each other. So we're going to judge someone else's state just because they're not wearing a mask, or maybe because they are wearing a mask. See, to me, that's not okay. With as much division as there is right now in our culture, now we're from leadership, we're saying, hey, police each other, manage each other. That's a huge concern for me. Because at the end of the day, you know what that does? It creates more heartache, more hurt, more insecurities with each other. Don't shake hands. Don't high five. Don't hug. Wear a mask. Ignore each other. But get mad at somebody if they're not wearing a mask. You guys, we are in a crisis right now. I mean, the media is making this completely, it's making everything worse. And as I said, no matter what camp you're in, I'm not judging you at all. My thing is just you have freedom to do what you want to do. And whether you're judged or not is unfortunate, but you have the freedom to do what you want to do. So you can have freedom of choice. And I think at the end of the day, some of the health topics that I discuss, whether it's getting surgery, taking medications, getting vaccinated, right? Wearing a mask, whatever it is, right? Listen, when freedoms start to be taken away, that's the concern that I have. When we make a health problem a rights problem, that's a huge concern. That is a huge concern for me. You guys, we got to wake up a little bit. We got to recognize that, listen, is this logical? Is it sustainable? And is it making our division worse between humanity, right? And I think it is, right? It's making things more divisive. And really, at the end of the day, is like, does it allow us to see somebody else's perspective? And I don't think it is. Where it's a blanket statement, and rights are going to eventually potentially be taken away. Hopefully, God forbid that happens, right? But I mean, see how this is going. I mean, it's crazy. Even just when all the businesses got shut down and churches got shut down, like, it's just crazy, guys. I mean, thankfully, you know, our business is great, and we see tons of patients, and we were open, and we got to see amazing patient testimonials throughout this entire time. But I know a lot of people that lost their business. Life savings completely gone. So they got their rights taken away. They couldn't keep their office open, or they couldn't keep their doors open. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to me. And to see this happening again, it's just scary, guys. And so I just, you know what, I'll get off my soapbox for a second, but I just listen, guys, my heart goes out to humanity, to no matter what camp you're in, whether it's hazmat suit, you don't know, or hey, I'm not going to ever wear a mask. No matter what camp you're in, I'm not going to judge you. My office doesn't judge you, but do what you want to do. Be free, right? Be free. And the thing is have freedom of choice. It's just like when people talk about vaccines, like you can get vaccinated. Just know that there's a choice. You can take a medication. Just know that there's a choice. Maybe it's not the medication. Maybe it's not the vaccines. There's a choice. And so we got to hold true to that, right? And so one of those people that really struggled with this, his name's Todd. Todd came in through the pandemic about 2 months ago, and he was suffering with headaches. And he goes, Dr. Nick, when I wear a mask, my headaches get worse. The stress is causing more headaches. And you guys, he's in his mid-30s. He goes, this doesn't make sense. And I go, Todd, we got to see if we can help you. Have you been to a chiropractor before? He goes, no. He goes, I was listening to your show, and he realized that I've never had my spine checked, but I always get these chronic headaches. He goes, I tell you, I'm scared of the virus, but I'm more scared of these headaches getting worse. And so we did a full exam of Todd's spine. From the side of the neck, there should be a 45-degree curvature, a C-shaped curve in his neck. His was at 0 degrees. He lost 100% of the curvature. This is 2 months ago. He was having a headache every single day. He's been under care now for 2 months, and his headaches are completely gone through the power of chiropractic care. He's not scared of his health anymore. He's proactive in his health, and his headaches are gone. He's taking no more medication, and now his life has changed. He goes, Dr. Nick, this is amazing because I know that through this pandemic, I know my headaches would have gotten worse. And now not only did they not get worse, but they healed, and I'm healing for the first time in years. And there's just people out there who are just like Todd who want to see if we can help with their headaches. Our office is called Health From Within. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And if you're wanting to schedule a new patient appointment, normally it's $150. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. This is all that we ask is that you call in right now. When you call in, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
If it's happening, it's happening here.
I'm 23. I grew up listening to talk radio. I went from a rural area to living in St. Louis, and just the mindset was totally different, and I absolutely love it.
97.1 FM Talk.
Talked to a friend the other day who's getting ready to put his house on the market, and he had hired some painters to come over and paint the trim and do some other things, and he was having to get some of his siding replaced. And he looked at me and he goes, wait a minute, you had that rhino shield put on a few years ago, didn't you? And I just smiled at him because I did. And I had it put on 12 years ago. And I don't have to worry about touching up anything because it looks as good today as it did the day they put it on. I couldn't be happier with this product. It's an exterior ceramic coating is what they call it. It looks beautiful like any paint job you might get. It just lasts for 25 years. It's fantastic. Call Darren. Let him come over and give you an estimate on this great product. He's honoring right now his 2019 pricing. So take advantage of that while you can. Get on the schedule, 877-25-RHINO or 877-25-RHINO.com.
People are talking about the Mark Cox Morning Show.
What you're doing for small businesses is just great here in St. Louis.
Weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m.
I have now found a new freedom.
I'm just happy to be a part of the St. Louis community.
Thanks for having me on.
On 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I am your local corrective care chiropractor. We are focused on health and healing starting from the inside out. Whether you like chiropractic or not, whether you know chiropractic or not, I think it's one of the best kept secrets in healthcare. You know, last segment we shared about how Todd, who had headaches daily, came in about 2 months ago, and he's now medication free. He has no more headaches. He's a better father. He's a better husband. He's a better coworker. And I'll tell you this, he's happier now than he's been in years, he said. He's happier now than he's been in years. Why? Because he actually got to the root cause of his problem. And he's now experiencing what true health looks like and feels like. So what I'll tell you is this, is that there's people out there listening who are hopeless. And last segment, I said, if you're wanting to schedule a new patient appointment, you just want to get a hold of us. The number is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. We are located here in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight, right next to Steinmart, Starbucks, Club Fitness. And we see thousands of patients in our clinic get amazing results. Why? Because we're looking for the cause of the problem. We're correcting the cause of the problem and allowing their body to heal and function at 100%. You know, the last segment I got on a soapbox and just talking about how the media is just scaring people and how we have to really hold on to our rights and our freedoms. And so no matter what camp you're in, there's no judgment on my end at all. And I'll tell you that my biggest thing is I want you to do what's best for you when it comes to health. I want you to ask yourself these questions. Is it sustainable to do what we're doing right now in our culture? Is it logical? And who is certain about it? Now, those three questions have been challenged. I've challenged some people on these questions, and I don't have the right – no one's really giving any good answers, okay? Now, I'm not saying I have all the right answers, but I'm telling you this. Majority of people are uncertain right now, even people telling us what to do, right? The doctors on the panels and government and CDC and WHO, you name it, is that most people are uncertain, right? People know it's not sustainable, and people know it's really not logical. That's why things are changing day after day after day, and so changing sometimes by the hour. And so I want to make sure that we're a voice of reason, and I want to make sure that we start asking more questions and not challenging things. I mean, you can do that too. I'm okay with that. But like just question things a little bit, right? I mean, if we have the right questions, listen, if we have the right questions, we're going to get better answers. Right? We're going to get better answers. And so if you're uncertain, if you're scared, if you're not scared, listen, guys, I feel you, man. I feel you. So through my eyes, I just think our culture's lost. I think that no matter whatever's said on the media, people just start doing. And I think that now it's a fear base amongst each other. Like, I wonder what Sandy's going to think of me. I wonder what John's going to think of me. I wonder what my neighbor or the pastor or my coworker is going to think of me if I don't wear a mask, if I don't use Purell incessantly. No matter, I think it's gotten to that point, and I think that's my concern, is that we're self-governing right now, and self-governing means judging. And who knows that person not wearing a mask? Who knows if they have asthma? Who knows that they may be traumatized, you know, or they have claustrophobia, or they have anxiety about wearing a mask? Like, who knows what their life is? And I think if there's anything we can take away from that comment or that statement, is that we don't know what life is like through their eyes. We don't know what their perception or perspective is, because we haven't walked in their shoes. I mean, I think they can go for a lot of things that people are judging each other right now in our culture. You guys know what I mean? But I think we speak from our perspective. We speak from our perception. And is that okay? Yeah. But should we judge what other people are doing? I don't think so. I think we have to think about things and speak, and our opinions can only come if we've experienced things. Right. So, for instance, and I was talking about this with a patient a couple of weeks ago. And if you guys don't realize, my patients are like family, right? So we get into some deep conversations because I love them and I care about them, and they feel the same way about me and my team. And, you know, I said, listen, like I gave a great example. I was like, okay, well, has that person experienced this before? Has that person, we're talking about what's going on in the culture right now, have they experienced it, or are we just getting media outlets? Are we just looking at things through the news? Because we know the news is crap right now, right? No matter what side you're on, that's just all lies, pretty much, right? And you know, it got to the point where I was like, listen, I can't, and this is my analogy, I can't listen to a pastor talk about marriage if he's never been married, right? I can't go to a pastor or even a friend and get parenting advice if they don't have kids, right? I can't go to a Catholic priest to get advice about struggles in the marriage if they've never been married to a woman. See, like, or I can't go to a Catholic priest and say, I'm really struggling with my teenager or my 5-year-old or my whatever it is, when they have never parented children, right? And I think that goes the same for everything we're going through right now. I will tell you this, that I think we got to start being responsible for our actions, our thoughts, our mindset. And so, you know, as we transition into more of a health topic, is that, listen, we're the only ones responsible for our health. It's not the medicine. It's not the surgery. It's not the doctors. It's not Medicare. A lot of times people think the Medicare guidelines are going to save you. I tell you this, Medicare guidelines say they will not pay for any preventative maintenance or wellness care. Is that what you want for the rest of your life? Do you want a program that's designed to not pay for preventative maintenance or wellness care? Does that even make sense? So what happens is that they'll pay for things when they get bad. Well, maybe they'll pay for a percentage of things when things get bad. But when you get better again, they'll stop paying. And then you'll go right back to what? Sickness and crisis care and diagnosis. Medicare barely pays for sickness. So are you going to rely on them to take care of your health? I am sorry for the rude awakening. It's not going to happen. They're not going to take care of your health. The only person responsible for your health is you, is us, individuals, right? And so what I want to do, I want to make sure you guys know that, you know, as we talk about the five essentials in our clinic, which is healthy mindset, healthy spine through chiropractic care, nutrition, exercise, detoxing, all those things matter. And so this just yesterday we put out our online keto workshop, our keto diet workshop. And so whether you like keto, you don't know about keto, you want to know the myths and the truth about keto, I want to get this information to you, and it's absolutely complimentary, right? I'm not charging anybody for this. So I'm literally going to email you the keto online workshop that we did so you can watch it whenever you'd like. And if you want to get this keto workshop online, all you got to do is pick up the phone and text in your email address. When you text in your email address, my team will send you the keto workshop. The number to text in right now to get that keto workshop is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You know, last two segments, we shared some testimonies about patients. The reason I share testimonies is because I want you guys to know that people heal. It is a real thing, that miracles happen and that people get their bodies back and their healing back. And so Sue, as I said earlier, has suffered with hip pain and constipation. After 2 months, her hip pain is completely gone. Gut health is 100% better. She's a happy woman, right? Medical doctor said she'll have hip pain and gut issues forever. That's a lie. Todd came in the office with multiple medications for headaches. He was having headaches every single day. After 2 months of getting chiropractic care in our clinic, what's amazing is that Todd's headaches are completely gone. He's on no medication. His doctor said, I don't know what's going on with your headaches, but just take this Excedrin migraine. This will do the trick. That's a lie. Now, as we talk about John, John's a patient that came in about 3 months ago. And when John came in, he suffered with low back pain and sciatica. He's an avid golfer. And what would happen is that every time he'd golf, he'd have horrible back pain. Sciatica was horrible. Low back pain was horrible. He tried getting injections into his lower back. That didn't work. He tried anti-inflammatories. That didn't work. Why did none of those work? Because they're Band-Aid fixes. They don't fix the cause of the problem. If you've told yourself that just the medication's okay or ibuprofen's okay or I just get injections every once in a while, that is not okay. That is a Band-Aid fix. That's not fixing anything. It may be taking away the pain temporarily, but it's not fixing anything. And so John wanted to actually fix the problem. He was sick of dealing with this. And so John started getting his spine adjusted in our clinic. Why? Because we found scoliosis on his x-rays and we started to take pressure off the nervous system through chiropractic care. And what happened over time is that John's low back pain completely went away. And his sciatica is completely gone now. So after 3 months of care in my clinic, the pain he had for years, the sciatica pain he had for years, is now gone. He's had no ibuprofen, no Tylenol. He doesn't get injections anymore. He's playing better golf. He's walking. He's exercising with his spouse. He's happy again. He's happy again. You know why? Because he's not letting sickness and symptoms hold him back like most people do. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill, Missouri, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Many people are listening to the show, and they always want to schedule a new patient appointment. I don't blame you after hearing these stories, by the way. Normally, to come into our clinic, it's $150 for a new patient appointment. But if you call into the radio show right now, it's only $60. Literally, you save $90. Now, this is the catch. When you call, I will answer the phone, and you got to call now. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So pick up the phone and call now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Does Eric Wolf have any integrity? Can you believe the lies he's spewing about Bill Igel?
Well, what do you expect? Eric Wolf is a trial attorney and criminal defense lawyer.
Did you know Bill Igel is the only candidate in this race endorsed by Missouri Right to Life?
I saw that. Bill Igel is the most conservative member of the Missouri State Senate. He's 100% pro-life and is fighting to make sure Planned Parenthood never gets a dime from taxpayers.
Bill Igel has always been the taxpayer's best friend. Bill Igel fought for and passed the largest income tax cut in Missouri's history.
That's right. Bill Igel is also fighting to end the personal property tax, and he voted to cut taxes for small businesses.
I'm most proud of Bill Igel's love for our nation. He's a U.S. Air Force veteran who has always defended our freedom, including the Second Amendment.
So Eric Wolf is a liberal criminal lawyer trying to take on proven conservative veteran Bill Igel?
Ooh, that makes things easy. Bill Igel is the conservative choice for state senate.
Paid for by Believe in Life and Liberty, Bill Pack, Mandy Lane, Buter, Treasurer.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. Our Independence Day sale ends this Sunday, July 12th. We've teamed up with Mohawk to bring you great deals at every price point. Save big on Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean, the most durable, easiest to clean carpet on the planet. 10 different lines of carpet priced from $2.99 to $5.99 a square foot, and that includes everything. Carpet, pad, installation, removal and haul away of your old carpet, and we even move the furniture. Save on wood, sheet vinyl, and luxury vinyl plank. Hurry in and take advantage of 12 months interest-free financing, and even the best floors are affordable. With stores in De Pere, Ellisville, Creve Coeur, and St. Charles, we're convenient no matter where you live. At Edwards, we make flooring easy. From point of sale to your completed guaranteed installation to service after the sale, we're here for you. We are locally owned and operated for more than 80 years now. Visit us online at edwardscarpet.com. Let us make your house the sanctuary you've always wanted.
Come on down to Edwards, Edwards Carpet Store.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm your local Max Living chiropractor here in the St. Louis region. My clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight, and I'll tell you that we are here to serve you locally. We see thousands of patients in our clinic. We are a very active office because we see people of all ages. We see babies. We see parents, spouses. We see teenagers. We see people in their 90s getting amazing results in our clinic. And I'll tell you that it is an honor and a blessing to see families, the health change in people's families. You know, I think it's one of those things where it's, you know, we think about what's happening in our culture where sickness and disease and symptoms are just rampant. And I'll tell you, it's unfortunate because although that may be common, it's not normal. It may be common for everyone to have ADHD, for kids to be addicted to iPads and screen time, but it's not normal. It may be common for people to have fertility issues, but it's not normal. You know, it may be common for someone in their 60s to get diagnosed with blood pressure and cholesterol issues. But I'll tell you, it's not normal. And so I want to ask you, are you common or are you normal? Right? Are you looking for the common results or the normal results? Because you know what normal is? Normal is your body healing. Normal is your body working for you, never against you. Normal is you trusting the amazing healing potential in your body that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. That your body does one thing. It works on your behalf. It works on your behalf. So every single millisecond, there's a symphony of cellular reactions happening in your body right now. And your body is designed to heal. And your body desires to heal. And once you know that to be true, once you know that's a fact, it's not just Dr. Nick research, but it's medical research. Once you know that to be true, then you'll respect that more. See, we can't say we are fearfully and wonderfully made spiritually and we believe our body's a miracle and our actions don't support that. See, if we believe our body's a miracle and it wants to heal for us, it wants to work for us, then we better question what we're doing with our action steps. What are we doing with our life? What's our lifestyle looking like, right? And so I think we got to step back and say, listen, what have you done for yourself lately, right? What have you done for yourself lately? Instead of what have you done for me lately, what have you done for yourself lately? I think we got to start to look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, what have I done for myself lately? Right? When it comes to health. Have you done anything? Have you looked at the five essentials? Have you said, listen, there's an amazing potential in my body and I've ignored it. I've ignored it for years. And so, you know, the five essentials. One is mindset. Have you focused on your mindset lately? Number two is your spine. Have you ever looked at your spine? Have you ever gone to a chiropractic like our clinic and got x-rays and you've gotten adjusted and you maintain those adjustments? Three is, have you started to eat clean? And we'll get to that in a second. If you started to eat clean. Number four is, do you move every day? Do you sweat every day? Number five is, have you detoxed lately? Now, I get it. You can unpack each of these essentials, and we can have a whole hour, two, 3 hour long show on each of these essentials, but I'm here to tell you that it's baby steps that's going to get you to the end, right? Health is a journey. It's not a destination. Health is a journey. It's not a destination. And I will tell you, what you're doing today influences your health for the next 5, 10, 15 years. See, when someone gets diagnosed with cancer, they didn't get it over the weekend. It started 15 years ago, right? Same thing with heart disease. So what we're doing, so even for me, I'm 37 years old. I have a 6-year-old, 4-year-old, and 2-year-old. So speaking about my health, what I'm doing today will transform my health when I'm 50 years old. That's what I'm thinking about. I know it sounds crazy, but you have to have some forward thinking here, progressive thought. Because when I get to 50 and I say, oh, now I'm time to get healthy, that's a lot harder than being like, I'm 37 years old, I'm thinking about 57. I'm thinking about 67. I'm thinking about 87. I'm thinking about 97 years old. When I'm 37, right? I'm thinking, that's what I want my health. I'm doing things for my health. I get up at 4:30 in the morning to exercise. I'm detoxing. I'm eating kale salads. I'm getting my spine adjusted continuously. I'm taking crazy amounts of supplements. Why? Because I want to be in the best shape when it comes to my health when I'm in my 90s. And I don't want to rely on pills, potions, lotions, and surgeries. I don't want to rely on that junk. I don't rely on my body's ability to heal itself, right? And if I put the work in now, then that's going to give you better results. So I'm encouraging you guys, what you do today influences your future. So start influencing your future, right? Start influencing your future. Because listen, it is in your hands. Your future is in your hands. And if you put the work in, you put the effort in, you will yield incredible results. You'll yield incredible results. And I'll tell you that when you put the work in and the effort in and you get the results, you'll be able to look back at me and say, you know what? The work I put in paid off. The work I put in paid off. And that's my hope and my dream for you guys, from listeners in the show who've been listening to me for years now. Listen, guys, I want you to be well. For my patients who have been patients for years and you're listening to the show right now, like, why are you ahead above the rest? Because you're inundating yourself with the knowledge we put out there, getting your spine adjusted, the radio show. You're doing everything counterculture, and that's my goal for you guys. So when I say eat clean, many people are confused by that. What does that mean to you? You know, that's a rhetorical question. You can start thinking about that. When I say, hey, eat clean, what does that mean to you? Well, I'll tell you what it means to me. Eating clean means that we know what we're eating. I know it sounds crazy, but it's nothing processed, right? So we're able to look at the labels of the food, and it's free of crap, right? I'm not talking about the nutrition facts. I'm talking about the labels, meaning the ingredients. The ingredients are free of crap. It's free of things that we shouldn't be eating, colors and dyes and fake oils and monosodium and glutamate, MSG, nitrites, nitrates, hydrogenated crap, right? But we actually look at the ingredients of our food and like, wow, I know what all those things are and I know I can eat them. That's called eating clean, right? That's what eating clean means. So nothing processed, reading labels. And I think, so that's the physical side of it, okay, eating clean. Second, the other side of it is not having an emotional connection with food. Right, so this is more of like the mindset behind eating clean, right? So there's two types of eating. There's eating clean. There's two dimensions here. One is the physical aspect of nothing processed, reading the ingredients on your labels, understanding what the food is. Know 5 ingredients or less is ideal. Knowing that if you break out those ingredients, you would actually eat them as individual things too. Avoiding the fake processed junk that's out there. That's eating clean physically. Eating clean mentally is not tying your emotional state to food. That means that if you're sad, don't think reaching for food is going to make you happy in the long run. If you're happy, don't think that we should just eat food if you're happy. If you're celebrating something, that's okay, right? I get it. There's a lot of celebrations around food. Don't get me wrong. But have you ever seen somebody get happy when they eat, right? Like, that's not okay, right? So we have to untie our emotion from food, because food is just fuel. So mentally, eating clean means I'm not going to have my emotions dictated by the food that I eat, right? Or I'm not going to have my food choices dictated by my emotions. How about that? That's even better, right? I'm going to let my food choices dictated by my emotions. So eating clean, have you mastered both of those? Because at the end of the day, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not easy to master both of those, but I think we must start with the mental side of this first. Is if I'm sad, happy, indifferent, whatever, that doesn't mean that it changes my food decisions, right? And food should not change my emotional state either. It just shouldn't, right? And so I think that's one of the reasons why many of us are addicted to sugar, alcohol, you name it, any type of chemical we put in our body, because it actually changes our brain chemistry. It changes our level of happiness or our state. And to me, that's just not okay. And this is something that, candidly, I've had to work on for years, where it's like, you know, yeah, I'm one of those guys where I'm a planner. So breakfast time, I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for dinner, you know, or it's Friday at lunchtime, I'm thinking about Sunday, what we're having for dinner when I have the family over, right? So part of that's planning, but part of that's like, that sounds good, like, you know. So we got to make sure that we're protecting that mindset that we have, and that we're making the right choices, because at the end of the day, I want the best for you and your family. And eating clean matters. Eating clean really does matter. I said earlier in the show that if you guys want to get our keto online workshop, this is a workshop that I did for our patients, and it's an online workshop about the keto diet, the good, the bad, the ugly. I want to make sure you guys get this. It's absolutely complimentary. The best way to get this is by simply texting in your email address, and I'll email it to you. The number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. You know, guys, as I think about, you know, this last testimony, I think about Kathy. I think about how, where she was when she first came in and where she is now, and how it's literally a transformation. She's been transformed. Miracles have happened because we expect miracles to happen. Kathy came in about a month ago with autoimmune disease, multiple autoimmune diseases, horrible neck pain. She could barely turn her neck. Guys, she's 40 years old. She's young. Couldn't sleep at night. And her health was just horrible. Now, from the outside, she looks like she's the picture of health, right? She's doing everything right, but she can't move her neck. She can't sleep at night. And her autoimmune disease numbers keep getting worse, and her symptoms keep getting worse. She goes, "Dr. Nick, I've never been more hopeless than I am today," the first day she came in. We did a full exam of her spine. We saw that there was degenerative changes in her neck. We started to adjust her spine. See, the neck controls the immune system as well. So we knew that when we adjusted her neck, not only would she start to feel better, but her immune system would start to balance out. Guys, it's been a month since Kathy's been in the office. Her neck pain is completely gone. She's sleeping 8 to 9 hours a night. And she's already gotten off two of her medications because her doctor said, "Your numbers are coming back normal. They're coming back better. Keep going to the chiropractor. Keep getting adjusted." The medical doctor said, "For the rest of your life. Rest of your life." Why? Because he knows it's better than the medication. So how many people out there are struggling with neck pain, sleeping issues, maybe autoimmune disease, and you want to see if we can help? Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And normally to come into our clinic for a new patient appointment, it's $150. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. This is the catch. You save $90, but you got to call now. So when you call now, I'll answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. We'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show today, guys. Hope you have a blessed week, and tune in next time.